You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, Sedano and LZ on 710 ESPN. Scott Kaplan in for George Sedano, LZ in the house as always, and we're going to lead you right up tonight to Lakers versus Suns game 4 of the NBA preseason. And then LZ, believe it or not, I mean, like next week, Tuesday, it's game 1. It's tip-off of the NBA season. How did this happen so fast?
First of all, before the tip-off, can we talk about the piss-off? As in what George Sedano did to me today? Huh?
Hurt your feelings, didn't it?
I mean, I didn't say let's go like hang out like at a restaurant and have like a 5-course meal. I was like, can I wave at you from across the street as you're on your way to your next meeting, Mr. Everybody Wants a Piece of Me? I couldn't even get that. And then Morales, of course, in his glee, put my pain all over the promo and the open so I can relive the embarrassment that happened all over text.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your feelings are hurt. I understand. It's natural, right? I mean, you happen to be in Phoenix at this exact moment. Sedano comes over from LA to Phoenix. It's like, hey, why don't we just get together? A little high five. It's been a long time, you know, since we've been in the same room. I mean, hug it out.
It's called Sedano and LZ. You would think the two people who should have a cup of coffee at one point would be Sedano and LZ. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's busy.
Let me ask you this question, though. But let me ask you this. If hypothetically, Sedano says, okay, listen, I'm landing at the airport. It's not far to get to downtown. I'm going into downtown. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to be working at the arena. LZ, come into town. Let's get together. Are you close? Are you nearby? Is traffic in Phoenix still brutal? Would you have gone, LZ?
Absolutely. First of all, once you've lived in LA, no one else has brutal traffic. So whatever is going on in Phoenix doesn't compare. But the other thing is that it's called Sedano and LZ. So we should be seen together. That's how the paparazzi get the photos and stuff.
I'm with you. So you were willing to go into downtown Phoenix and visit with George, and he pulled the old, I don't have time for you today.
That's, you know, I'm looking at his Instagram. He has pictures hanging out by water. Shoes off, socks off, feet in the water, just kind of hanging out, chilling. Oh. I don't know. I don't know what kind of meeting that was.
Oh, okay. See, that's different. See, now if he's going to brag about it on Instagram, yo, I'm in town, I'm in the house, I got a game, I got a broadcast, ESPN, what's up? And I'm going to sit by the pool and chill because my wife and kids are back in LA and it's warm in Phoenix. Yeah. I mean, he's going to brag about it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I didn't even mention the picture of him in Bed Bath & Beyond, which was weird. I was like, why are you in a Bed Bath & Beyond in Phoenix? You know? That's
interesting.
But whatever, you know. He didn't have time for me, but he had time for Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wow. Maybe he's doing some Christmas shopping, doing a little holiday shopping while over in Phoenix, perhaps.
I guess, whatever. Lower sales taxes, I guess.
Apparently
so. Hey, the Lakers play tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of the Lakers, let me do this. I thought maybe this afternoon we would start with Raiders Chargers because of where we were yesterday afternoon and the Charger Raider game had come on. And then, you know, I don't know about you, LZ, but we got off the air last night at 7 o'clock. That game didn't end till almost 9 o'clock last night because it went deep and then it went into overtime. I got a lot of thoughts on the future of Derek Carr, on John Gruden's coaching style, on the Chargers' continued special teams problems, particularly with their field goal unit. I got a lot of thoughts around that. And also, not long from now, USC will kick off against Oregon in the Pac-12 title game. And I know both of us have been talking about it as the week's gone on, so I'm sure we both have thoughts there as well. But let me ask you this. I sense from you that your passion tonight is based in some of what's going on around the NBA, whether it's the GM predictions from around the league or Sports Illustrated's list of top 100 players. I'm sensing that you're passionate about those stories.
I'm pissed off that they are sitting here and they are disrespecting Anthony Davis. Where you see where he's ranked in the SI's 100 and you see what the GMs have him in the other polls that they were taking, it is a disrespect of Anthony Davis, and I, for one, am not having it.
Okay, let's go through it. So as far as Sports Illustrated and their top 100, I suspect you're probably okay with their number one ranked player in the NBA being LeBron.
I am. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Yes. Does number two, Giannis, make any sense at all?
I mean, he's the MVP. I guess if you make your MVP lower than two, it makes it sound as if he wasn't supposed to be MVP. So I can understand why he's there.
Okay. Number three, and we'll talk about this as the afternoon goes on, because this is a sensational story. Sensational, not necessarily meaning good. Sensational meaning like blown out of proportion and a little ridiculous. But I'll look forward to your opinion on this. Number three on the top 100, Kawhi Leonard. What do you say, LZ?
Wouldn't have done it. Personally, would not have done that. Seems a little. And I'm not blaming everything on Kawhi that happened. I'm not. But you just watch Anthony Davis throughout a postseason. You watch Anthony Davis throughout the regular season. Who thought that Kawhi, at the end of it all, was better than Anthony Davis?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the disrespect for me begins. It's like, I get it. Kawhi is a fantastic two-way player. So is Anthony Davis. And I think this is where I start to get a little bit bothered by, you know, this list and where the GMs were, because I'm like going, I understand that we have the best player in the game, but don't let that overshadow the fact that we probably have the second best, if not the third best player in the game.
Well, and it's a popular phrase to say you've got two of the top five players in the league on the same roster. And if you start going down this list, after Kawhi at three, James Harden at four, Steph Curry at five coming off of an injury, Kevin Durant at six coming off of an injury, and at seven is Anthony Davis.
How is that not disrespectful? How in the hell is that not disrespectful? I'm sitting here. Am I crazy, Cap? I mean, don't answer that. I am crazy. But am I crazy about this, Cap? Does that not feel a bit disrespectful to you?
Well,
listeners, does that not sound disrespectful to you?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis that far down?
It seems odd to me. By the way, I'll keep going on this list, because when you get to eight, you've got Jokic from Denver. And then nine, you've got Luka from Dallas. And you know who Vegas has as the odds-on favorite to win the MVP this year? They've got Luka, and he's down at number nine.
Makes no sense.
The whole thing about Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, here's my argument. They were great players, but they haven't played in a year. In Durant's case, the number is like 500-plus days he hasn't played in a game. I'm not suggesting that he's not going to come back if fully healthy and be one of the top players in basketball, but I mean, this is a list going into this season. I don't know why these guys are so high up.
It's really crazy. Like, you don't know what Kevin Durant's going to be. Like, you know what he was when he was healthy, and I had no problem with him being ranked one, two, or three when he was healthy. But as you said, it's been a minute since we've seen him that way. You know, Steph Curry, you know, we're not quite sure what he's going to look like at 32 years of age and coming back from off-season surgery for a duration of an entire season. We don't know. But the really offensive thing to me is putting James Harden above Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say to me about your commitment about two-way players, about the other side of the court, about defense? You put Steph Curry and James Harden above Anthony Davis. Like, Anthony Davis can't score like them and plays far superior defense. Far superior defense.
I would also argue is a really good teammate. And I think that we're all learning, for those that kind of knew, but the reporting is on it now, about the really bad teammate that James Harden is being presented as. So lots to get to. Let's talk about this. Let me ask everybody this question. Do you feel like Anthony Davis has been disrespected the way LZ has come out today breathing fire about Anthony Davis being disrespected? Yo, phone lines are open on a Friday afternoon for sure. Go for it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If you want to get on the air on a Friday afternoon, if you want to jump into this conversation, go for it. LZ, coming up, let me get your opinion as to what happened last night between the Chargers and the Raiders. Did Justin Herbert save Anthony Lynn's job? And is Derek Carr out now at the Raiders? Let's talk about those things. And yeah, let's grab a couple of calls on this subject. Stick around. Sedano and LZ on a Friday afternoon. Kaplan in for Sedano on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, a little holiday music here on a Friday afternoon. Sedano, yes, and LZ. Listen to that. Listen to that, LZ.
Got me in the spirit, dog. I'm looking at my Christmas tree right now. Going to have some eggnog after the show. In the spirit.
Nice. So, you know, Feliz Navidad, you mentioned yesterday, has now made its way into the top 10. Can we possibly get this song into the top 10? Let me hear this a little bit more here.
Yeah, I can't co-sign this.
No.
No, I can't. I've already used my get this song in the top 10 powers this year already with Feliz Navidad. I can't use it again. I have to replenish for 2021.
I feel you. I don't co-sign this either.
What is this song? I don't even know this song.
Well, Steve picked it, so Paylette, he's the one that picked this song. I don't know what's going on with this.
Beto Duran's favorite song. Donde Esta Santa Claus by Augie Rios.
Yeah, Donde Esta Santa Claus. See.
Away from this song, that's where he's at.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Jorge sent me a text. Let's just say he's not a fan of this song.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm not loving the song myself.
Everyone can have their opinion.
Nobody's co-signing for this. Hey, LZ, when you talked about Feliz Navidad making it into the top 10, who still like ranks songs? And I mean, now that Casey Kasem and the American Top 40, and that got handed off to Ryan Seacrest, and I stopped listening after, you know, Casey Kasem was no longer a part of it. You know, no more long distance dedications that I know of. So who's got the top 10? When I was a kid, every Saturday morning, man, I'd wait for the radio so that I could find out who the top songs were in the country. And like when Blondie made it to number one, I was like, yeah. Call me. Yeah.
Oh, that's really, really exciting.
That's really weird, isn't it? I know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I've always followed Billboard magazine. So Billboard magazine, I think based upon everything I've seen, is like the official rankings for like how many number one songs someone has, how many, you know, platinum records they sell, etc. Like Billboard has been the longstanding music magazine as far as I know, and that's the one I go to.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, listen, let me say this. If you want to get involved on a Friday afternoon, here's the phone number, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. LZ came out hot tonight saying that Anthony Davis is being disrespected by Sports Illustrated. Right. Disrespected by Sports Illustrated as being the number 7th best player in the NBA. So they launched their top 100 players, and Anthony Davis, who, you know, it's almost cliche, you know, well, the Lakers have two of the top 5 players in the entire NBA. LeBron's ranked 1, Giannis is 2, Kawhi Leonard is 3, which is where things start to get questionable, James Harden at 4, Steph Curry at 5 coming off an injury. Kevin Durant coming off an injury at 6. And there's AD. If you think like LZ thinks that he's being disrespected, go for it. Hit the phones. And by the way, if you think he's way off and he's wrong, let's hear that side too, LZ.
I guess. But I don't want to hear any Celtic fans tonight. Because I can't think of anyone else who's going to call in and say, right here, right now, they're going to want James Harden over AD. Right here, right now, they want James Harden over AD. Who's calling in saying that?
Is there a Clipper fan calling in to defend Kawhi at 3 rather than AD being at 3?
They shouldn't.
Oh, don't get her.
I'm just saying. I mean, you
don't
choked.
Get her going.
So
don't get her
they
going.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, don't get her going.
I mean, right here, right now, it's hard for me. You know, maybe it's because I'm a Lakers fan. Maybe because AD was vital to a championship run. Maybe because AD was not only an all-star to finish second and the Defensive Player of the Year award. Maybe it's because we know AD has been showcased guarding all 5 positions, and we can't get James Harden to guard 1. But don't take my word for it. You know, open your own eyes. Who wants, you know, Steph Curry, we can make an argument for. 2-time MVP, but more importantly, he's 1. But seriously, all the different people who have rotated in and out as James Harden's Robin, if you will. A healthy Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook. You know, it's like AD gets 1 superstar on LeBron. Now, granted, he's in a GOAT conversation, but as soon as he gets a superstar to pair with, bam, championship run. Meanwhile, we're reading stories about how AD is saying, I don't feel like practicing today, coach. And so the whole thing gets shut down.
Yeah.
Not AD, but Harden.
Harden, right.
And the whole thing gets shut down. And you talking about Harden's a better player than AD? And it's not just SI's, Cap. It's also the GMs who didn't rank AD number 1 in anything on their list.
I see this. So on NBA.com, they've got one of these lists where they go around and they talk to the different general managers around the league and they get everybody's opinions. Like, for example, which team will win the NBA Finals? Okay, and so they've got the Eastern Conference rankings, or at least who's going to win the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Miami, Boston, Philly, Toronto, Indiana. On the Western Conference side, Lakers, Clippers, Denver, Dallas, Portland. I could keep on reading down. But who will win the MVP? This is according to the general managers around the NBA, solicited their opinions by NBA.com. Who will win the MVP? Giannis at 32%, Luka at 21%, AD at 18%, and LeBron at 18%, Durant at 7%. So Anthony Davis is listed by the general managers as one of the top 3 finalists for the MVP, but he's number 7 in this top 100 list.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Help me. Help me. He's considered the 3rd best power forward in the NBA behind Giannis and LeBron.
Let me grab a call here, LZ. Let's see what's going on out there. Let's see what people think. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Laura, who's up first?
Let's go to with Motz in LA.
All right. Did you say Motz?
Motz.
Motz. You got the Motz? What's going on? You got the Motza? What's going on, brother?
I do got the Motza, but also I completely agree with LZ on this. Anthony Davis is beyond disrespected on this listing. If you give Anthony Davis the amount of ball handling time that Giannis gets, he brings up the ball, which he can do at 7 foot, whatever he is. He is has just as strong a case as MVP as Giannis. So I think the only person you could argue is Steph and KD over him, obviously excluding LeBron. But Anthony Davis is brutally disrespected, especially considering his defensive versatility. So that's my opinion.
All right. There you go, LZ. You see, Motz is on your side.
Yes, he is. He's on the side of logic. He's on the side of logic. AD is considered the second best defensive player. Fine. He's the third best power forward. Fine. Under the question of versatility, Anthony Davis is third behind Giannis. Giannis can't shoot at 17 feet. And they said he's more versatile than AD, who can score from anywhere, and guard anybody. And Giannis is self-checked from the free throw line. What's happening here, Scott? What's happening?
I don't know, man, but I'll tell you right now, I love that you are bringing it today in a huge way, because you know what? Listen, again, it seems like a kind of a cliche thing to say. The Lakers have two of the five best players in the entire NBA. And then you look at this list and you say to yourself, listen, I have nothing but love and respect for Steph Curry. I love him. He's one of my favorite players. I don't love Kevin Durant nearly as much, but I acknowledge that he's a great player. But both of these guys are coming off injuries, and neither guy played last year. So when you look at it, you're like, when you think about power rankings in the NFL, you say, it's a week-to-week league. Okay, here's my power rankings this week. They're different from last week. These are my top 100 players based on what happened last year. I don't know what's going to happen exactly with Kevin Durant this year or with Steph Curry. Are they both going to be healthy? Are they both going to make it the whole way through?
I don't know. I just know that Anthony Davis put on a hell of a show, leading the Lakers in scoring, leading them in rebounds, leading them in blocked shots. I do believe he's their best free throw shooter. An argument certainly could have been made that he was the finals MVP, though LeBron put on a performance for the ages to sneak it away from him. And Kawhi couldn't score in the fourth quarter of game 7 in the second round of the playoffs. What is we doing, Scott?
I don't know, man.
What's happening, man?
You are bringing it today. And by the way, I want to talk about Kawhi, because this Kawhi story with Jerry West and one of Kawhi's hanger-ons or hangers-on, who is now suing Jerry West for $2.5 million. I mean, this is ridiculous, but we got to talk about that story. We'll get there. Hey, Pac-12 championship, not long from now, USC and Oregon, we'll get there. The Chargers and the Raiders last night, we haven't even touched that yet. So we're just getting going. It's Sedano and LZ.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That is what is known as being an influencer, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, okay? When you push hard on the airwaves of 710 ESPN in Los Angeles, you get Feliz Navidad into the top 10. I don't know what took so long, but it's happened. And LZ, like you said, we did that.
I kind of feel like we did. No one was talking about it. It was an issue no one was talking about until we brought it into the public's attention. We put up a poll. We tweeted it out. We got the conversation going. People started streaming. And here we are. History.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sedano and LZ, Kaplan in for Sedano. We planned on starting today on Raiders-Chargers. Really great Thursday night football game last night. Mm-hmm. Definitely planned on getting to Pac-12 championship game, USC-Oregon, which we will get to. But LZ's passion has just taken over today. And what LZ has said out the gate is that Anthony Davis has been disrespected by this list published today by Sports Illustrated of the top 100 players in the NBA. LeBron at 1, but AD at 7. And LZ, it seems like everybody wants to get on the air this afternoon and give us their opinion. You want to take some calls?
Absolutely, man, because we're angry. I'm sure they all agree with me. We're angry.
Okay, let's see what's going on out there. Laura, you have control of the board. It's like a, this is like a game show. You know, Laura, you have control of the board. Where would you like to go from here?
Let's go to Rob in Santa Clarita that he agrees that AD is too low.
Okay, let's take a listen. Rob, you're on the air. You got Kaplan and LZ Friday afternoon on 710. Talk to us.
Well, that's a lot of pressure. But yes, I agree that AD is lower than he should be. Yes, absolutely. I don't believe it's it's because of disrespect. And I do believe Kawhi should be where he is. The first thing about, you know, Kawhi is if you take his body work. Right now, everybody here, you two included, are reacting off of what happened in a very strange year with a new team, you know, and to call Kawhi a choker, as LZ did, because he had a fourth quarter. I think that takes away from the the body of work. And again, if you take AD's body of work instead of just what he did last year, where he was outstanding, kind of explains things a bit more. And I think that has to do more with Steph Curry and KD. Harden, I don't understand, but I haven't understood Harden for years. How he's in the MVP conversation every year is beyond me. But he is. So I think that's more the NBA, and you can go with Steph Curry, the NBA respects offense and has never respected defense. If that was the case, then James Harden would never be in the talk for MVP. I don't think AD is disrespected. I think if you do this in 2022, that top 100 is going to look vastly different.
All right. What do you have to say to this, LZ? What do you say to Rob in Santa Clarita, who says Kawhi belongs at 3, and that AD maybe belongs a little bit higher than 7, but it's not a disrespect issue? LZ.
It is a disrespect issue. He's not where he should be. You have two players who we don't even know where they're going to be by the All-Star break because they were injured, coming off significant injuries that kept them out for many games. And in KD's case, basically the season. I don't know what that is, but we know what AD is.
Let's keep going here. Let's take a couple more calls here. Sedano and LZ on 710 ESPN. Laura, let me go to Rachel in L.A. Let's hear what Rachel has to say. Rachel, good afternoon. You're on the air. What's happening?
Hi, guys. Love you all. Okay, so I'm real heated right now. I'm super passionate about my Lakers. And the stigma about Laker fans being tough to win over is true. But it was not hard for me to fall in love with LeBron and AD. And that's saying a lot coming from me because I would not be giving you my list I'm going to give you now like a year or two ago. But I think Kawhi should not be there. He should be 8, 7, maybe. I don't understand Harden either, but I feel it's LeBron, and I think it's a tie between Durant and AD. I don't know yet, but I'm a huge Durant fan, and I really was hard-pressed when LeBron came, but I have never fallen in love so much faster than I have with these guys. They're amazing. Our league right now is filled with amazing people, so making a list is a little bit hard, but it's not hard to pick them out of it. They are at the top. They have turned this franchise around, and they have set us up for success for years to come. And they did something so special in a year that we all needed, all sports fans, all people in the world, but especially Laker fans. I'm just going to say that.
All right, so let me get this straight.
That is fantastic. Love you for that. That is awesome.
Oh, God, no, I love you guys. And can I make a quick shout-out to just the whole league and Adam Silver? Like, you guys are proof. We can live in a world that's messy like this, and I just thank you guys. You do so much more than just entertain. You were there for me personally. Like, thank you.
All right, this is deeply personal here, Rachel. I just would like to ask this question. You still with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm curious now, LZ. I can't help myself. I just get curious. So what was going on like during this year that this meant something to you? That's more. It sounds like more than just a team. A run to a title, a championship. Oh. I mean, what's going on?
So a quick bit of info. I am the sole sports fan in my family. I have not been influenced by anybody. I fell in love with basketball the year Kobe was drafted because I was old enough. And I have been a solid and loyal fan of all sports. But basketball in particular, it's the Lakers have, to get personal because I'm cool with that, they have been there for me in ways I didn't even realize, honestly, until this year, because of losing Kobe, because of the pandemic and my own personal struggles throughout life. And when I was at my lowest and didn't care about anything, I still cheered for the Lakers. I still turned on the TV to watch that. And they gave me a reason to be mad or happy, but they gave me a reason to have a feeling. And I've been alone through this pandemic, and I just can't get enough of sports anyways, but it is my disconnect and my connection to life, if that makes sense.
Elsie, give me feedback here on what we're listening to this afternoon from Rachel here. What do you say? Did I lose Elsie?
Bueller?
Hey, listen, Rachel, last thing for me. You ready? Now everybody listening is going to ask the same question. If I don't ask it, then everybody's going to walk away from this phone call going, I wish she would finish this off. The lowest of the low this year, what was going on? Because we've heard stories, obviously. I mean, jobs and life and death. I mean, what was going on at the lowest moment?
Well, so surprisingly, this pandemic has not been the lowest for me. I've seen some stuff. I've had a rough go, and I've always been independent and taking care of myself. But this year, man, I was getting really sick before COVID. I was having health problems, and before that, I lost my home to the Woolsey fire. Like, I kept losing, and then I lost family members, and I'm completely alone. So, my family moved. I haven't seen my family in over a year. It just hurts, and losing Kobe hit me hard because he's my favorite Laker. He's not my favorite basketball player, but it hurt so much. And then this sports world just connected through it, and it made me realize what I was telling you is how much I didn't realize how much I need things like this in my life for fun and for health. Like, I thoroughly enjoy everything about basketball in most sports, but I'm just a diehard Laker fan through and through.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much, Rachel. We're glad that we were there with you today. And and hopefully you've been listening to 710, because as all this stuff's going on in your life, dude, from, fire and family, glad 710's been there for you.
No, you guys really have. And it's kind of the only thing on my radio. My friends get annoyed, but I don't care.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Take care, all right?
All right. LZ, what do you think about that, man?
Well, it's fantastic to be able to help, all of our listeners, by either our banter or being able to take their mind off our hardship. So it always feels good when you know that the work that you're doing, whatever that work is appreciated.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really interesting to hear, Rachel. Thanks for the call. All right, LZ, let's keep things rolling. You're right. I know a lot of people want to get on the air. I mean, you just brought the energy. You brought the passion this afternoon, and everybody wants to get on the air and jump into this conversation. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Hey, LZ, I also would like to get to you and get your opinion here on SC versus Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game that's coming up. We'll get there on the way. Sedano and LZ on 710 ESPN.